they hanging off of me in the car like that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker's some monkey balls or something. And niggas looking at my pockets. You know, I'm buying weed. I'm trying to blow. I'm trying to kick it normal. I'm buying weed. Niggas steady. Shit, nigga, what you got? You know what I'm saying? Your niggas like, you know what I'm saying? I be like, shit, it's hard for me to go back. You know what I'm saying? But I go. You know, and I'm being almost robbed. Niggas try to jack me and everything. Some of my homeboy, nigga, my homeboy watch me get goddamn robbed out in front of they dope, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that I knew. You know what I mean? Sat there, nigga, watch this shit. Nigga, blind, all the blinds in the house open, nigga. Them niggas know what I'm talking about. All the blinds open in the house. I pull down in the 550. This lame-ass nigga who I went to school with whips out a tool and try to jack me. I'm looking at this nigga. I'm sitting down in my car. He asked me for the number. I'm looking through the phone. I'm like, nigga, didn't I just get you? And when I turn around, this nigga got the pistol on my stomach. So I buck on the motherfucker. Fuck, nigga, I went to school with your bitch ass, nigga. Then he let off a shot. Bow. The shit went through my pants. Went up in the bins, and then I fucked around and pushed the nigga down, ran up through the house where my homeboy then was supposed, my supposedly homeboy. So I ran and jumped the fence, jumped the other fence, got there, ran up the street, called the police, got down. They were like, shit, what you want to do? I was like, shit, I don't want my car. You don't want to do? I don't know about nothing. Just give my car. You know what, the nigga come up dead, we're going to come holler at you. So what, motherfucker? If you do the investigation real good, you'll know that I ain't did it. You know what I'm saying? But that's the same type of shit. Like, niggas tried me like that, but I bucked on the fuck nigga, let him know, nigga, we been doing this shit. Nigga shot me already, punter. You know what I mean? This shit here you do, this petty shit, nigga. I tried to grab that gun. If I'd have took it, I'd have probably killed him. But I'm glad I ain't take it, though. And I'm glad the nigga, you know that I don't play that shit. Like, next time you'll know. Either you're going to go ahead and shoot me, nigga. Don't come up to me trying to do all that fuck shit. Do what you're going to do and get the hell on, nigga. I ain't going to die by it. I'll give it to you. But if you're a lame-ass nigga that don't know how to rob, you know what I'm saying? You need to go get your robbing skills up. Because if I came to rob you, I'd have either shot your ass on sight or I'd have came out with something. I still had on, what, $300,000 worth of jewelry, pocket full of money. Still running up the street in polo, all white polo. You know what I'm saying? My shirt was tucked in and everything. I jumped the fence and I still was fresh. Like, had my glasses on and everything. When I ran up in the store, they like, what's wrong? I'm like, some fuck niggas just fucked me down the street just trying to rob me. You know what I'm saying? So they were like, you straight? I'm like, yeah. Then I started laughing in the store. I don't know why I did, but I guess I was excited. My adrenaline was like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in the store laughing. So I'm thinking about, I'm like, this nigga, did this nigga shoot me? So I searched myself. I look at my pants, I'm like, this nigga done shot through my polo pants. Oh man, it's a motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? That just let a nigga know that's an obstacle. That's shit that happened in the hood after I became who I was. And it won't work, you know. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, fuck boy. So that's some real hood shit for y'all niggas, man.